Last week we learned a Torah from the Said Yisharim, from Abgeshen Hanach from Radzin, the grandson of the Meshiloch. We began with the Torah from the Meshiloch. We saw how the Rebbe of Abgeshen Hanach, took the Torah of his grandfather, as he always does, and built a magnificent binyan. That building has many stories. I alluded to this Torah that we're going to learn now. I alluded to it last week, the Inyan of Eivra HaNahar, the other side of the river. We're not going to be able to finish this tonight. Mitzvah will continue next Tuesday night. I'm assuming, the regular class is doing a Sesame Tshuva. So we'll be able to finish it next Tuesday night, the Mitzvah. It's very remarkable Torah. And there's a lot in it. So let's try to learn it together. The Rebbe begins with the pasuk and the piece of the Zohar Kaddish, explaining the pasuk b'chodesh hashvi be'ech l'chodesh. And the Torah tells us about Rosh Hashanah. And the Rebbe, as usual, does not bring the entire piece of the Zohar. So let me fill you in on that. It's important that you know what the Zohar says. So let me tell you what the Zohar says in the translation of the Masech Midrash into Hebrew. But the Zohar Kodesh says, Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, Tikku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu. Rabbi Yitzchak is explaining the Pasuk, Tikku b'chodesh shofar, the Pasuk in Tilim, Tikku b'chodesh shofar, to blow the shofar in the month, b'kesel yom chageinu, when the day of the chag is covered, meaning that time where the moon is concealed is covered. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Zakoin in Yisrael, Ashri Yisrael, fortunate are the Jewish people, the Kuchibrihu Karev Lon Lagabe Mikol Umin Akum, that Akash Baruch Hu's Makarev Am Yisrael from all of the nations of the world. Yisrael Behu, Vishraibahu, and Hashem chose us from all of the nations of the world. Umi'asar rechika karev lan gabe, and from a far away place. Mi'asar rechika, mimakom rachok. From a far away place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us near to him. Mimakom rachok, Hashem was makarev us. Dodichsiv, as it's written, the pasuk says, "Vayomi Yeshua al kol ha'am." Yeshua said to the people, "Ko amar Hashem alkei Yisrael." This is what Hashem alkei Yisrael says: "Be'ever hanohar yoshvu avoseichem me'olam." Be'ever hanohar yoshvu avoseichem me'olam. On the other side of the river is a place where our ancestors dwelt from before. From always, from before, for eternity, from eternity. And the Zohar says, Laharis kimimokim rochak rotza behem. This teaches us that Hashem wanted to bring us near to him from a faraway place. Vikirvam elav. And he was makarvas. And then the Zohar ends by saying that the Nohar, the river, Hanorahu Nohar Dishtamoida, the Nohar is the Nohar Dishtamoida, means the one that is known, the river that is known. Hayadua, Shanoda, the river that is known. What is that? What's the river that is known? That's the sphere of Bina. Nahar River is a code word for Bina, for that koach of Bina. Good. That's what it says in the Zohar Kodesh. In Parshas Emor. Ha'inyin hu. I have to try very hard to concentrate. It's not easy. Ha'inyin hu, ki b'chol Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbe here is going to tell us the pnimius of what Rosh Hashanah is. What's the yontiv of Rosh Hashanah? Ha'inyin hu, ki b'chol Rosh Hashanah, choyzer l'his'oyrer zois hanakuda. Every Rosh Hashanah, there is an awakening again of this nakuda. Miritzoynei ha'poshut, from Hashem's simple, unknowable desire and will. Shahaya b'haschola sabriya, that was at the beginning of creation. Asha'olu bo Yisrael b'machshov etchila. Chazal say, olu bo Yisrael b'machshov etchila, that Hashem thought of Yisrael. And from that thought of Yisrael, with that thought of Yisrael, He created all worlds. That's the beginning. That machshav of Yisrael, before there was anything. The beginning was the machshav of Yisrael. Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael. Shezois ha'nekuda hu bli gvul. And that nekuda, that will to create all worlds for this project that's called Yisrael, hu bli gvul. It's a nekuda that comes from a point where there is no such thing as any limitations. It's before creation. It comes from a place before there was such a thing as gvulim, as boundaries and limitations. It comes from the infinite. V'aleh musuvav ika tachlis ha'makuvan mikol habriya. And from here would evolve the tachlis that Hashem intended in all of creation. K'moshom chazal b'reishis bar, as I mentioned a moment ago, b'reishis bar lukim, chazal say b'shvil Yisrael, sh'nikru reishis. Reishis is b'shvil Yisrael, chazal say, that the Jewish people are called reishis. As it says in Pasuk, reishis t'vuaz. We're called the reishis. So b'reishis is the machshava, that thought of Hashem that was before creation. That thought that comes from something beyond, above, higher than creation, from the infinite. That thought is Yisrael. Shekoydim b'riyas olam hayakol habriya komus v'nichlal b'ritzani ha'poshid yisbarach. That before the creation of the world, Everything was contained in the Ratzon HaPashit, in Hashem's simple will. Kinyin Shematzinu B'Tikun HaZohar Kodesh, as it says in the Tikun HaZohar, it's actually the Hakdomah of the Tikun HaZohar, the Eses Sviyus Da Atzilus, Malka Bahayin, Iyuh V'Garmoy V'Chai Chad Bahayin, the 10 Sviyus of Atzilus. The 10 spheres of Atzilus means before creation. The plan. The 10 spheres of Atzilus. Malka Bohain, Hamelech Behem, the king is in them. Who, when it says Ihu, meaning him, V'garmoy V'chai Echad Bohain, the king is in them. Who, V'atzmoy Echad Behem. Who, V'atzmoy Echad Behem. The spheres were not differentiated. There was no separation. There was nothing that was called Keser, Chochma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gvura, and so on. Everything was one. All that could be, all that could ever be, was in that reality of Elokus. Everything is one. And when Hashem decided, whatever that means, when it was His will, that there should be a world that would be able to recognize, Hashem, where Hashem's covered would be able to be would be able to be recognized. Gam me'olam hashafel, gam me'olam hashafel, from the olam hashafel that Hashem decided to create a low world, a world that would be able to choose to believe in Him, to believe in Hashem. Zachilik es ma'isav u'molach aleihem. Chilik es ma'isav u'molach aleihem. He divided everything and ruled over everything. He divided, meaning that creation was an act whereby which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chilik Ma'isav, he created a world in which there would be the appearance that there's a world and there's Him. Kilo, there are two things going on. And in order for that to be, Hashem divided all of creation. So there's Chesed Gvur and so on. And this Rotson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to be Machalik as Ma'isav, to divide as Ma'isav. A very poor marshal would be, just to explain the words, a very poor marshal, but a marshal nonetheless would be that, you know, there's a klal in halacha, ubar yerech ima, right? That the fetus and the cow, the fetus and the mother, are one mitzias. In that state of ubar yerech ima, of the fetus inside the mother, there's no malchus over that fetus. There's no malchus over the calf. There's no mother and child. There's one reality that's called the cow. And included in that cow, there's this mitzias of the fetus. Chilik es ma'isav in that mushel of the cow would be that the mother cow gives birth. Chilik es ma'isav, and now we have a mother, the cow, and we have her calf, and now there could be a malchus over this calf. Now the mother has caused there to be a separation and a distinction, an individuation, where now we have what appears to be two separate mitzvahs, the mother and the calf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivyochel, what the Rebbe is bringing this all from the Tikkun HaZohar, is that before creation, Hashem is all the spheres, everything is one. It's all Hashem. Creation required an act whereby Hashem was chilek es ma'isav. And only then could there be a malchus. Now we're going to see that in the Svar Makadoshim, the day of Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaNesira. Nesira means what? Means sawing in half. Sawing in half. It's called the day of sawing in half. We're going to learn why that is. So he says, Chilik es ma'isav. V'zeu ha'rotzon shechilik es ma'isav nikra b'zohar kodesh nahar denagid v'nafik. This rotzon by which Hashem was mechalik everything, where there is Him and the olamos and the worlds, which appear as separate, but seem to be separate. This is referred to in the Zohar Kodesh as the river that flows back and forth. Nahar denagid v'nafik. Baal zeh ha'rotzen isa sham b'Zohar Kodesh. And regarding this rotzen, it says over there in the Zohar Kodesh, toch hazi, come and see. Ha'hu nahar afagav delav iudina. This river. Afagav delav ihudina. This river, which is Bina. Mitzvah, we're going to be learning a lot about Bina this year in the Koiches and Nefesh. Shia. This river, Ahunar Afagav Delav Ihu Dina, even though Bina, the river itself, is not Din, because Bina is Midas Arachmim. Nevertheless, Dinin Nafkin Misitroi. Nevertheless, Dinim come out, flow out from the left side of Bina. Now don't worry, everything is going to Mitzvah come down to us. It's a little bit mysterious in the beginning. It'll be alright. Hainu. Shebim Bakor Shorosho Nikar Adayin Mufurash Hiskalus Hamidois Vahdusam. In the Makar, in the Shorosh, of all of the Midas, of Keser, Chochma, Bina, Das, all the Midas, in the Makar, in the root, Nikar Adayin Mufurash Hiskalus Hamidus. It's clear that all of the Midas are bound and intertwined one with the other. His kalus hamidus vachdusam in their oneness. She'ain behem chasusham shum pirud. That there isn't chasusham any pirud. There's nothing other than God. Everything is God. Just like if you could look inside the mother cow, adach mashum, and you were able to look with an X-ray or an MRI, whatever, you would see that kul echad. Everything is one. Everything is one. There's no pirud. The mother and the baby. There's no pirud. Shemem chasam shum piru, ela the dinin nafkin misitroi. However, dinim, difficulties, darkness, suffering, and so on, nafkin misitroi, the Zohar says, come out from the left side of Bina. Hanu denagi v'nafik misitroi, that they're flowing back and forth from that side, kol his chalkus, all separation, all divisions, achen yiparid misham, kol kach, and there's such division that takes place, there's such a distancing that takes place from the makar, ad she'eno nikar shuv, v'hamidas hachibur v'achdus sheyesh b'sharsha. The little calf has been born, or we could use the example of a human being. The baby has been born, and now the baby is growing up, and the baby has gone its own way, and you don't see at all that there's any relationship or anything that the baby has with the mother. The child grows up and walks away and leaves. And we don't... Ad she'enon nikar shuv b'hamidas achibur v'achdus sheyesh b'sharsha. So when you look at this adult, we don't see in this adult any chibur or achdus with the mother from whom this child came. We don't see that. We just see a separate human being walking around on the planet. We don't see what was the hiskalus of that child in the mother's, as a fetus in the mother's womb. We don't see that. We see it as an independent, separate child who might not remember his mother, might not talk about his mother, doesn't know who she is, God forbid. Never met her. Could be. So we don't see, when we look at the child, we don't see, it's not, we don't recognize the chibur and the achdus that exists in the shorish of this child with his mother. V'zeh d'isa b'zar kodesh, and that's what it says in the Zohar and Bereishis. Kadmata la'alma de piruda, this world is called alma de piruda, the world of separation. That when you descend to the Malka, when one descends into the alma de piruda, diyu oylem hanifdolim. Kadmat l'alma de pruda di o'ilam anavdolam amar nasa odam. The creation of man takes place on the stage that was set, that's called alma de pruda, the world of separation. Hainu, why man? Why nasa odam? How come it doesn't say that about when Hashem created the light and the trees and the animals? Why? By Nasa Adam is the Alma de Piruda. So listen carefully. That because everything appears to be so separate from God, that there's such a separation between creation and the Creator, that the fish, the oceans, the trees, all sense their existence as their own existence. They don't see themselves as being in the mother's womb or having come from the mother's womb. That's how great the distance is. Therefore, Hashem is Baruch created Adam, man, on Rosh Hashanah. Only man has the ability to restore oneness. Only man has the ability to remember. Only man has the ability to know that what we see with our eyes, an Alma de Piruda, that's only an illusion. That the truth is, in the deepest way, that everything is still in its fetal position, inside the womb of the Creator. That in reality, nothing is separate from God. Only a human being, only the Tzuras Adam, is able to come to understand such a thing. So when a person makes a Baruchat Hashem Kalam, Shahakol Niyabedvo, when he makes a Bari Pre'eitz, he's revealing the truth that this Nivra never left the Bayre, that everything is one. Because after all, that's the Chiddush in man. That's the Ikar Tzuras Adam. That's the advantage that man has over everything else that exists. That's the Chiddush of man. That only a human being can recognize. Hashem equipped us to use our free choice. It's hard, but a human being is able to recognize Sherish Ha'achdus, the Makar, the Sherish of Echad. Mizeh Shiraya Negdo Shnei Hafakim. The fact that a human being sees before him opposites, he's troubled by that. The human being looks and sees in his life, a human being is surrounded in his life by nigudim, by opposites. Shnei hafachim. Toiv and ra, or and choshech, zach and akev, boy rei nivra. He lives in a world of everything being zelu mazeh, and whereas all of creation doesn't have the slightest interest or understanding, or desire to know whether there's any way to resolve what appears to be the dichotomy of all that exists, the built-in contradiction of all existence. The ultimate contradiction is that there's a Borei and there's a Nivra, a Creator, and there's physical existence. The animals, the trees, that's not their union. But a human being, everywhere he looks, he sees Shnei Hafachim, opposites. And that itself is Mechiach, proves Sheyesh Echad. To man, it means that there is a Creator, there is one. Sheyesh Echad al Gabeihem. Shemisachtim etzlo kol ha'afochem. That there is, everything is rooted in one, and that somehow in that unity, in that one, all of these opposites come together. Everything comes from that one place. And then it descended into creation and took on the appearance of being opposing zel keneged zeh. Only a human being can recognize that, that there's an echad al gabeihim. Shemisachtim estel kol ha'afochim. V'liyoy shehem edar shemes bo kol seyd harbiyo b'derech ilava alu docha v'nuk v'mashbiyo makabel. Hashem made all of creation in a way of ilava alu, of cause and effect, of zachar and nekeva, docha v'nukva, of mashpia and makabel, of mashpia and makabel. K'disa b'zor kodesh mois, af agav di'iu melech ilo, iu nukva l'gabi nekud ilo sesima dekula. The Zohar is talking about Bina. And the Zohar says, even though, he's a melech elyon, the umelech ilo, nevertheless, ihu nukfu legabi nekudi ilo asesima. His bina is a nekeva, klape the nekuda hel yoyna astuma mikol, which is chachma. Meaning the following. The order, of course, is chachma and then bina. Chachma is Zohar, and Bina is male, and Bina is female. Bina Yisera Nitna B'Isha, we'll talk a lot about that. Chachma is male, and Bina is female. What the Zohar Kodesh is saying is that Bina itself, the sphere of Bina itself, is Malchus, is royal. But Klapei Chachma, Bina is a Makabel. Bina is the nekeva that receives from Chachma. So let's just use Melech HaMalka. You have the queen. And the queen, when she goes out to meet her subjects, the entire kingdom is in awe of the Malchus of the queen. But the emes is that even though she is Malchus, her malchus is only that which she has received from the melech who is hidden in the palace. Achon? So her malchus is the malchus of the nekeva that receives, of the feminine, of the female that receives. So klape, what's above her, chokhmah, Bina is Nekeva that receives. Klape her subjects, she is the Mashpia. You understand? And her subjects in the kingdom are Makabel from her. And so it goes. So all of creation, Mashpia, Makabel, Mashpia, Makabel, and so on. So that's what the Zohar says. That Bina, even though it's Melech Elyon, is what? Look inside. Afagav de'ihu melech ilah, even though Bina itself is royalty, melech ilah, iu nuk v'legabi nekudi ilah sesima dekula. But it's only a nekeva in comparison vis-a-vis the nekudi ilah, which is chachma sesima dekula, which is chachma, which is hidden. The haya madrega, which is chachma, which is hidden. Va'afagav de'ihu nukva. And even though she is Nekeva, Bina is Nekeva, in comparison to Chachma, which is above, from which she is Makabel, V'afagav de'iu nukva, ihu d'chur l'gabi melech d'lasata. Bina is what? Bina is the Zohar vis-a-vis the sphere beneath her, the subject. So we'll say Das for now. The next level. So Bina is the Nekeva Klape Chachma. She's receiving from Chachma. She receives from Chachma. But when she receives that light, she then becomes the Zohar. She's transformed into the one who's Mashpia to the lower Madregas. Is this clear? Chav, is this clear? Yeah. Hainu, the Rebbe explains. Shekol mida mekabelas milamala mimena. All every midah receives from the midah above it. Umashpas lamata himena, and then passes the shefa along to the midah below, to the lower madrega, passes it along to the midah beneath. Achein ein misachdim biyachad legabi kol midah hakabola v'hahashpa. The problem in all of creation is that the Zachar and the Nekeva are not simultaneous. The Zachar is Mashpia to the Nekeva, then, and the Nekeva receives that, Beteris Nekeva, and then is transformed into a Mashpia that gives it along to the lower Madrega. Achin ein misachdim biyachad. Gabi kol mida hakabola v'hashpa. But there's no echad, there's no yichud. At each stage, there's no yichud. Why? Ki be'ez shah mida makabelas milamalo. Listen carefully. Because when the mida is makabel from the one above, from the mida above it, azomedes be'ez batlus otzum. Ad she'enem hakeres shuv es mahusa, machmas habihirus me'oitzem hakerosa ba'ari es barach. Because at that moment of receiving, the one who receives, the midah that receives, is so bottled that she loses her own identity entirely. She loses her own identity, and she's only aware of what? Of that midah el yayin. She loses her identity completely. Me'oitzem hakerasa ba'ari yisbar, because of that unbelievable awareness, recognition of God's light. She becomes nothing to the zachar, to the husband. This is why there are many, many women, unfortunately, who are in unhealthy relationships with men, where they lose their entire ego, they lose their selves, they just dissolve into the guy. They lose themselves. And in that state, they could be easily abused. They could be mistreated. They lose the makabel, when the makabel loses entirely a sense of self. Because it's bottle in the ore, that's coming from above. Va'achas shema hapeches paneha, then something amazing happens. It's only when she turns her face the other way. It's only after she's received light and she turns her face away from the makar, away from the higher madrega that gave her that light. La'ashpia lamata himena, to give to those beneath her, to the lower madregas, we'll call them the children. Shuv nis'ala mimena zos habihiris. It means that shuv nis'ala, it's not going to make any sense at all to come at this point. You're not going to understand it to come. It's chaval al hazman. I'm just saying it's in the middle here. Shuv nis'ala, you're welcome to stay. It's a hard Indian in the middle. Shuv nis'ala mimena zos habihiris. I don't want there to be confusion. It's already hard enough. You listen to it, then you come the next time. Shuv nis'ala mimena zos habihiris. Shuv nis'ala mimena zos habihiris. When she turns her face away, however she's able to tear herself away from that unbelievable, powerful, overwhelming light, when she turns her face away, Nis'alma mimena zos habihiris, the brightness of the light becomes hidden from her. Like the moon, which is bina, which receives her light from the sun, but can only shine upon us by turning her face or by turning her back to the sun. That's the only way that she has light to give us. Shuv nis'ala mimena zos habihiris ki imlav, because if that behiris, if the clarity of that light, if that powerful experience of receiving that boundless light, if that powerful experience would not end, and she wouldn't be turning away, and it wouldn't be that she wouldn't be able to experience any koach of being mashpir herself, as lahayibav shor lashpil is lost. She wouldn't be able to be mashpir to anybody else. She would just be stuck. she'd just be stuck. She'd be frozen in that position of receiving light and not being able to turn away and not being able to give to others. In order to give, she must be able to turn away from the mashpia, and she must be able to sense that she has light of her own, but she never forgets where she receives the light. But she has to be able to turn away in order to be mashpia lozulosa, in order to be mashpia to those beneath her. Just one more sentence, I'll get to the questions or comments. Uchinyan de'isa, as it says in the Sefer Kana, k'shabar kadosh baruch, the Sefer Kana, which is one of the early Kabbalists, describes creation. K'shabar ha-kadosh baruch hu esaylamai, when Hashem created his world, hofach es or panabimena, Hashem turned the light of his face away. In order to create the world, that there should be a world that senses itself as being separate and independent, Hashem turned his back on the world. All of Ratzavos comes from that. Hashem turned around, kivyachol. As long as Hashem's infinite light was shining, there couldn't be a separate world. There couldn't be a world that sensed itself as being separate. All worlds would be butler in Hashem's light. So the Kana says that when Hashem created Kishabara Kadosh Baruch Hu Esaylamai, hafach es or panav mimena, he turned his face away from the world. Hainu, shebizois harega, because at that moment, shetzricha habriya lahashpia lahalim mimena, at that moment when the time has come, when the Creator wants, the creation should be able to be mashpia, that there should be a hashpa, that you and I, instead of being children, should become parents, that at some point in our lives, when the babies are born, and we're no longer just, or we get married, we're not just children, we stop being children at some moment in time, and we become parents ourselves. It means the parents have to turn their back to the kid, you understand? If our mothers would never leave us alone, if our mothers would never turn their faces away from us, and if we would never be able to take our eyes off of our mothers, we would be eternally babies. We'd be babies. We'd never be able to be mashpia to anybody else. The only way we can be mashpia, and this is a problem that people have, the only way that we can be mashpia, there's a huge problem nowadays with men. We'll talk about that later on. That in order for you and I to be able to be mashpiyim, to be parents on our own, it's only because there's a separation between us and our mommies and daddies. It's only because at some point they turned around and gave us that space to be able to feel less of a behirus, less of a clarity, less of a unity, to feel separate, to feel individuated, to feel apart. And because of that feeling of being apart, because we're not bottled in the light of our parents like little babies, that they're just bottled to their parents, because of that, we become transformed into mashpiyim ourselves. We become parents ourselves. But oy vavoy, if we forget our parents, once we become mashpiyim, oy vavoy. That's where kfir comes from. That's where heresy comes from. That's where disrespect for parents comes from. That's where the makabel imagines, deludes himself into thinking that he was never makabel. He's his own mashpiyim. That misses everything, all the light comes from above. But if you can't turn away from that light, you'll never be able to give the light to anybody else. So there needs to be this separation. So the Kana says, the Sefer Kana says that when Hashem created the world, he turned his face in the other direction. Like a parent that said, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You know, you're a big boy, take care of yourself. I can't pay your bills anymore. I can't take you. You take care of yourself. Which every second, of course, the parent doesn't stop thinking about the kid. But in order for the child to be able to grow up and to be his own mashpia, her own mashpia, the parent turns the other way. There must be at that moment a disappearance, but a tremendous loss of that clarity. That clarity that I'm nothing, I'm only a makabel. Because if you live your entire life saying, I'm nothing, I'm only a makabel, I'm nothing, I'm just a makabel, I'm nothing, then you can't be mashpia. You can never ever give to anybody else. You're just stuck, you're frozen as a makabel. The moon shines when you don't see the sun. The moon shines when you don't see the sun. Moshe Rabbeinu is compared to the sun. Yeshua is compared to the moon. The Yeshua was a great tzaddik, but he couldn't begin to shine until Moshe Rabbeinu's light disappeared. Yeshua couldn't begin to shine. The child can't shine until his parents' light disappears. That doesn't mean that God forbid that they have to die, but it means that there's a turning away. It means that there has to be a separation. In order for the child's light to shine, there has to be a separation. There has to be a dimming, an eclipse of the parent. If the parent does not know how to do that, it's tragic. There has to be an eclipse of the parent. In order for there to be a Yeshua, in order for there to be the light of the moon, there had to be an eclipse of the sun. It has to be dark. And the moon has to be able to shine her light, knowing where her light came from, but being separated enough so that she's able to sense herself and that she has what to give. To turn away and to be apart and to have what to give. Yeah.
Not to get bogged down with the details, but I understand that we get the light of the moon when we can't see the sun. But the moon only shines when it's facing the sun.
Correct.
And the earth is between them, but the moon is dark. That's cute.
Right. So that's what I'm using the term eclipse. There must be an eclipsing. There must be a separation. There must be a barrier. There must be a mechitza. There's something to block.
But it's not blocking the moon from the sun. The moon is not being blocked from the sun.
Right. The moon is receiving from the sun. But vis-a-vis creation, the moon is able to shine only when the sun is not seen, when the sun steps, so to speak, into the shadows. Although the moon knows where her light, and she knows that her light is being received every second from the sun. But the sun steps into the shadows.
But because the moon is reflecting, so I would think it's a little different than explaining it, is that to reflect, you have to be facing the source of the light and the
power. No, but I don't want to go into that. I'm not going to get into the technical, like you said, we don't get dragged down to the technicality of how that works with the reflection. The mitzias is that there must be a reality of darkness. There must be, the moon must be able to move on. And moving on, I know what you're asking is, what do you mean? She's facing the sun. No, she's turning away from the sun to the dark world to give light at night when the sun is not doing that. That's what, again, I know that the terminology is a little bit, these are mesholim. It's not 1,000% accurate. You're right. It's not 1,000% in the same way.
Who is more the responsibility to turn away? Is it the Makabel or the Mashpia?
We see from creation that it's up to the Mashpia to know when it's time. Lahafech Hispanav. To give space, to give room.
Akash Baruch
Hu turned his face away.
But was it because we couldn't handle the light? Because the Mechaba couldn't handle the
We couldn't handle the light. We were bottled to the light, which is a very beautiful and cozy thing, like the fetus inside the mother. It's terrific. But the mother is saying, okay, must speak. This is very, very cozy. It's very, very nice. But it's time to be born. It's time to move on. So the Mashpia has to say, I'm sorry, I have to turn away from you. And the kid starts to scream, Mommy, 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 I'm sorry.
If we can be Mashpia, if Hashem, so to speak, like, turns his back on us, then why is it like our tafa is supposedly to, like, to see Hashem's, like, oneness? Why are we trying to...
Okay, so that's the Rebbe's going to be explaining throughout the rest of the piece, okay? We're going to be learning that. That's the whole piece is about that. It's...
Each midah include the koach mashpia and kabel in its most.
Yes.
And through the hearers, then it's able to.
Yes. This also is an Indian in Kabbalah that we're not going to get into now. Yes, but that's true. Yes, there is a tzad mashpia and tzad makabel in each of the midas. And you said you want. Muchach shi'sal mina bihirsa karosa shohi etzla beis kabelosa v'zel shahofach es or pana bimena kedei shi'a bekoich lashpil is losa. So Hashem turned his ur upon him away so that she bekoicha lahashpia lezulasa, so that it would be possible for the nekeva, for creation, to be mashpia lezulasa. This is, again, this is all taking place on a cosmic level, Chochmah and Bina. Chochmah and Bina, which is the sun and the moon. The sun and the moon. Moshe and Yeshua. Husband and wife, and so on. Kutshe B'richo and Knesset Yisrael, and the Shechim. Shebekorch L'Shbil is also, V'zeh Ahelem Nechshav Al Tzva Maila L'Cheit. And this, to the Malachim, to the world above, is considered, they see this as a terrible tragedy, as a chait. The Malachim went, as you recall, the Malachim was sent to destroy stone, with Lot, right? The Malachim was sent to destroy stone. Shenenshu, and they were punished. Chazal tell us why. The Malachim said, "Mashchisim anachnu, anachnu. We are going to destroy Sodom." They didn't even talk about. They didn't say that we were sent to destroy. Mashchisim anachnu, anachnu. V'nela mehem b'shas ma'isa, and for that moment, b'shas ma'isa, this is what happens to all of us. That at that moment, when you're feeling a little bit. Empowered, at that moment, Nela mehem b'shas ma'isa from a malach, Nela b'shas ma'isa shehem erach mekablam. Somehow, they forgot that they are only mekablam. What are you saying? Mashchisim anachnu. We are going to destroy stone. Mashchisim anachnu. So for the moment, but that's how creation works. The lower level, the malachim, forgot. When Hashem turned His face from them, they began to become, so then there was no longer that behirus. You begin to imagine that you're on your own. You could actually delude yourself into thinking there's no God at all. Just like kids are very uncomfortable that they have parents. It makes them uncomfortable. I created myself. I don't have anybody that created me. I don't have anybody that gave birth to me. What do you mean? I owe some gratitude to my parents? Who, what, where? They made me. The whole world has problems with this stuff. Even though later on they said, Hashem, then they start talking more from afterwards. And they said, oh, Hashem sent us, Hashem sent us to destroy the city. But at that moment, at the moment of turning away, they said, Mashchisa manach. Mashchisa manach. Like when the children say something, when the children say, this happens countless times, when a child says something like he has a certain mahalach, a certain idea, or the girl says, I have a certain mahalach, a certain idea, and the parents look at each other and they give a little bit of a wink, he has a certain estimate. This idea was something that's cooking here in this house for the last 20 years. But the kid says, Mashchisa manachnu. Mashchisa manachnu. This is my own hashchas. Mashchisa manachnu. Mashchisa manachnu. To speak in such a way, Mashchisim Anach. Mikomakom Shas Mais and Nelam Zuharega. At that moment, Nelam Zuharega Mehem, Vitolu Akoch Ba'atzman. It slipped. And in that darkness, in that confusion, when Hashem turned His face away from the angels, they actually made this mistake and they imagined that they're on their own. Mashchisim Anach. All creations like that. The lower madrega, when the lower madrega is in the state of fetus and connected, it can't imagine anything other than its mother. But when it's separated, then it doesn't look back to the mother. It's able to look entirely away and think, it's only been me all along. Who's that lady over there? I don't know. Now, the difference between an angel and a human being is that an angel doesn't have free choice. Shul Bechira Malach doesn't have Bechira. Lahakir Koach Habore, Gam Besoicha Hester. You see, Hashem created one being, a human being. And only a human being is able, Beshasa Hester, at the moment of turning away, at the moment when the lights go out, at the moment when you think you're on your own, Only human being has the ability to take a second look back and to look across the river, Me'evra HaNahar, to see across to the other side of the river, to that river of that divides between before creation and after creation, to that river, the river of light. Only a human being has the ability to remember life beyond the river, that there's something before, there's something that Nahar means a river, and it means light. Naharin. Amalek doesn't have that. Amalek, when it's going through, when the Malek is in a state of Hester, the Malek forgets God completely. Therefore, that moment when the angels came to say their thing to be mashpia, bezuarega. There could be this delusion that they have a koch b'fnei atzmo, that we have our own koach, we have our own power, we have our own energy, we have our own light. There could be that mistake. There could be the terrible delusion. But on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem created man on the day of the sawing in half. Now we're going to see the sawing in half because Adam and Chava, the Zoch and the Keva, were created, according to Chazal, as one. Zoch and the Keva borrow some, male and female. At the beginning there was one human being, Adam, was Zoch and the Keva. Du partzufim, male and female. Nothing else was created in such a way. Only man was created with a koch, simultaneous, mashpir makam. Only men. Because Iker Ritzonius Baruch Hu Bezeha Olam, Shia HaKar B'Chvaydi Yisbaruch Gam B'Chashkus Hastaros HaLavushin. Because the Iker Ritzon that Hashem wanted with creation, with this world, is that there should be the possibility of remembering God and recognizing His covet, Gam B'Chashkus Hastaros HaLavushin, even in the darkness. Even in the darkness where the Lavushim are covering everything. L'Zebor Hashem Yisbaruch Hissuras Adam Du Pratzuf. And therefore, Hashem created man in such a way of du pratsufin, of having two sides, a zocher and an akeva. It is possible to access each side, zocher and akeva. And we'll see what that means. There's a male and female in the sheirish. Adam was male and female. There was a time when Adam and Chava, when the zocher and the akeva were together in one mitzias, back to back, ocher b'ocher. And Rosh Hashanah, Hashem divided. He separated them. That's called the nesira. That's why it's the day of din. That's why it's a time when a person has to exercise his bechira chavshus, to turn himself around in the darkness to say that everything is God. That's zehayam tchilas masach. Everything is Hashem. And to feel that malchus, that everything is Hashem, that's on the day of the Nasir. But we're not even halfway finished with the piece. I mean, Hashem will try to finish it. I know it's hard. I told you it's hard. If it's possible, if you have 10, 15 minutes before we get together next week, to chaz it over a little bit, then it'll make it easier for us to continue, because otherwise we'll take the whole time to chaz it over, and we'll just be doing this the rest of our lives. So try to chaz over for a few minutes, so we'll continue, Mitzvah Shem.